What we are observing is that prices in general are declining. There may be a few months here and there where they stabilize, they go up a little bit, but then the tendency is down, primarily because supply exceeds demand. Why supply exceeds demand? There are many factors, obviously, but in very general terms, we had very good prices, very high prices a few years ago. This obviously stimulated production. This obviously helped with investment. So to some extent, we've had these factors contributing. But also when it comes to crops, we've had exceptionally good weather, I would say, year after year when it comes to the overall world production level. And today, what we see is that these good production levels have led to huge surpluses. These surpluses are putting pressure on international prices.
Just to recap, we're looking at dipping prices, which are obviously frustrating for producers and better news for consumers. But I'm just wondering, with the increased production that FAO, the UN Food and Agricultural Organization, is citing, is it not leaving a sort of ticking time bomb? Are we not increasing stocks and we're going to see prices drop even further?
Well, this is a very good question. One of the mysteries of all this thing is that there is always a lot of other factors than just stocks or even just production. So we need to take all those factors into account. And to me, the likelihood of any major further price correction downward actually is quite dim. And there are many reasons for that. The most important reason is when we look at the figures we publish, the global figures, they tend to mitigate what's happening at the country level and at the regional level. In this particular case, let's say wheat, most of that increase, year-to-year increase in the stocks will appear in China. This means what? This means if China's stocks were not rising, in fact, we would have had a decline, and quite a big decline in wheat inventories. So we are saying that wheat inventories will be at a record, but of course, in this short note today, we are not talking too much in detail as to where it goes up. It matters where it goes up. China is not a wheat exporter, nor is a country that, if tomorrow there is a crisis, would necessarily be able to come and fulfill the gap. So because of this, market probably pays less attention to the increase in stocks in China, but will pay more attention to see in countries which are big players in terms of an export market, like US, like today Russia or European Union and elsewhere. If these places you have a huge increase in their stocks, then they would get to say, yes, this is a likelihood of this is that prices will be going down much, much more. This is not happening.
So final question to you. Given that commodity prices have been falling for a very long time, I guess people might want to know, when can we start to expect commodity prices to start picking up?
I think it is very difficult to know. As I said, there are a variety of commodities. They have their own fundamentals. Very difficult. However, we have seen in the past that commodities also tend to at times move together. They move together up and they move together down. There is a spillover effect from one sector to another. We've seen a couple of years of downward pressure on prices. Prices also do act as to normalize the market. Producers respond to low prices and diversify, change production behavior and so forth, and when they go up, all the same. So I think given how that recent trend in prices have been, we probably are getting closer to a cycle of low levels, and this could be still another year or two, but I think most analysts believe that within a year or two, we may start seeing a little bit more stimulus coming into the sector because production had adjusted to those lower prices.